Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. Over here, you've got, pointing right at him.
Mr. Benjamin J. Vanell.
Yeah. What does the J stand for?
Just kidding.
And also, we've got the Adam. Third member of our trio. Don't jump in before I finish hyping you up.
Well, don't keep going this when it seems obvious that you've finished.
His timing is worse. He's always early or late.
Yes. Yeah. This guy does not get it.
I definitely get it because I'm Adam G. Knox.
What's the G stand for? Have we talked about that before?
Yeah, just kidding. like a joke of a wind, like a fart.
Now I see the relevance.
Gut, brackets, a big one.
That's what my parents named me. It was my granddad's name.
I have not played much games this week. Not only that, I've sold some games. I'm going backwards.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
You're done with this life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were talking about that you were on eBay selling your bits.
Yeah, selling my bits and bobs. Yeah. I got rid of my I got rid of Far Cry Primal. I bit the bullet. That's gone.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I got rid of my PlayStation 3 with a whole bunch of games. Mm-hmm. Took it down to the post office today. Put it in the big box because I had it plugged into my TV just to, you know, do the restore thing. Get all this shit off there.
Oh yeah.
Get all my credit card details and stuff out of there.
All your naked selfies.
Exactly. Yep.
That's where I keep my naked selfies.
The PSN network I find is the best place for naked selfies. The way they organize them and catalog them is just great. So I went down to the post office with it. I boxed it all up, sent it off, and then as I was walking out of the post office, just had a pang where I went, oh, I've accidentally put the PS4 in. Like, you know, like I didn't, but I just had that anxious drive back to my house where I went, fuck, I'm going to have to send a very awkward email to the person that bought this and go, hey, so look, you've ended up getting a bit more than you paid for. If you could be a real sport, I mean, I've got no way of, I mean, I've got their address. I could turn up and hassle them.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
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 You didn't. You didn't send that to me. Yeah, goodbye forever.
Send me a photo of you playing it then and prove it. Like, I just really go to task on them. Yeah. But how awkward would that be to have to get into?
It would. I mean, it'd be like, it would obviously be a huge dumb thing for you to do. So, like, I wouldn't have an enormous amount of sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I left my car in the middle of this place with the keys in, and somebody's gone and bloody taken it.
I did sort of think, like, if I've done this, I think I'm just going to have to just go buy another PS4. Like, rather than have to go through that and deal with that. Like, that person just won the ultimate. Although then, because I've just sent them a bunch of PS3 games with it, which it's not backwards compatible. Mm-hmm. So then I reckon then I'm getting in shit for that. You sent me a fucking piece of shit thing that I can't even play these fucking games on.
Do you reckon that would have been their reaction?
Possibly.
I doubt it.
There's a lot of weirdos out there, especially on eBay.
Yeah.
So you're banking on someone having a totally irrational reaction.
Yes, exactly.
Fair enough.
I've sold a bunch of stuff on eBay as well, and you're right, the people are very peculiar.
Yeah, I was saying this to you today. I don't think I've ever interacted with someone where I've gone, this seems like a normal person that I could imagine myself just meeting down at the pub.
And
it's always like the spelling's either all over the place. There's no grammar or punctuation. Mm-hmm. They barely seem to have any concept of how the real world works.
Yeah.
It's always one of those things. Yeah. Often it's all three of them. Mm-hmm. It's a real minefield out there.
I remember I sold something to someone once. I don't remember what I sold them, but it was it was something.
Oh.
End of story. No, they were in France, and so it was quite an expensive postage thing, and they paid for that amount of postage. So then I wrapped it all up and sent it off to them. And then like 2 weeks later, I get an email like, where's the thing that you sold me that I paid for?
Mm.
And I said, I sent it to you. And they're like, well, we haven't gotten it. I was like, well, it's overseas. You know, it might take a while.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not overseas. We're in Queensland. And then we had this big long back and forth where they figured out that they they used to live in France and they just never updated their address.
Oh, my goodness.
They figured out that they used to live in France.
Like, yeah, that was the weirdest thing is that we had like three or four emails back and forth where they never mentioned that they did at one point live in France.
Yeah. Right.
Which you'd imagine if someone's saying, no, I sent it to France, you'd immediately go, oh, I know why.
Yeah.
Not, well, that makes no sense.
That must be our old address that's in there.
Yeah. Well, I've done that. I did that once. I bought something through PayPal that did have my old address saved. I thought I updated it when I bought it and it just didn't save.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, for a couple of weeks, I was like, where the fuck is this parcel? I was furious. And then, yeah, you feel like an absolute idiot. When
I did but I realized after it shipped and the address that they were sending it to, like, didn't exist anymore. Like, it was my old, I don't know why it was even still in my account, but like my childhood house that I grew up in.
Right.
That's now apartments. Ooh. So there is no just like that number.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist. And so I emailed the company and was like, oh, can you change this? And they're like, nah, it's already gone out, but we'll send you another one to the same address for free. But hearing, my fuck up. How good's that?
Hearing both of those stories, I've just realized how boring mine must have been. So I apologize for starting us down this road.
I got a great story about paint drying. Let's
this is what people want to hear when they log onto a podcast. With all the options that they have at their fingertips.
When they log on to a podcast.
So, video game news, we should talk about, I guess, this up the top, Konami, our old friends, our old pachinko machine, pachinko machine,
yeah,
pachinko machine, making friends.
Gonna go log
onto
one of them pachinko machines.
Konami, they released a trailer this week for a new entry in the Metal Gear franchise, being made without old Kojima.
Yeah, the hideous Kojima.
The hideous man himself. Metal Gear Survive. Now, have you guys watched the trailer?
Yes.
What do you think? Knox, you're a fan of the franchise.
Yeah.
Ben, you're not so much.
Not so much.
Me, I want to be a fan, but I just think I'm too shit at the game to be able to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Knox?
It's Jaws 3 or whatever, you know? You can't really get mad about it or care about it.
Mm.
Like, it's nothing to do with, like, it doesn't prevent anyone that involved in making the things that you liked from making something else. It's fine, you know, who cares?
I think it looks it looks okay.
Yeah, maybe.
The trailer looks kind of interesting. It could be good. But it's one of those really weird, you know, those weird video game trailers they make now where they just make a little movie and it's like, that's all well and good. This looks nice, but what am I doing in this game?
Someone pointed out, like, you remember how that trailer that was at E3 of the new thing that Kojima's working on, how, like, all of it was like a metaphor for his split with Kojima and they took his baby away
with
from
Konami,
him and all that stuff. I mean, with Konami,
yeah.
When he split from himself.
Yeah.
What
a story.
The thing of it being, like, the trailer for this new one that Konami's making being, like, well, the important people all left the base and then it started to fall apart and we got sucked into this other world where we don't really know what to do and everyone's attacking us now, who we used to think was our friends, but now they're all different.
Fuck.
So it's like another metaphor, which actually made me way more interested in it.
Yeah.
And the big, like, the big combat thing that you see of it is a bunch of people shooting at some zombies that are on the other side of a fence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no threat there.
Yeah.
they're contained within a fence.
Hey,
is this the whole game?
Fence.
Is this the whole game, shooting fish in a barrel?
Sounds fun. It's Crystal Head Zombies, right?
The Australian way, man. You start attacking them before they're even in the country.
Is it an Australia-developed game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Konami's from Australia.
But so
I don't know anything about the world.
It's an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. It kind of has nothing to do with Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Just call it something different. That's what
just
I don't
call
get.
It Survive.
I mean, but then, but like, there's a million things where it's like, you know, Animal Crossing fucking Happy Home Designer was one of them.
Yeah.
Where you just draw a bunch of shirts and, like, that's fine. You know, use the name if you've got it.
Yeah.
Why not?
But that's using kind of the same characters in the same world. Like, if you're going to go, this is in an alternate universe, like, I don't know. I feel like the hate that they're getting from the big time Kojima fans for sort of, you know, doing this thing without him.
Yeah.
Mm. You could just alleviate that if you went, hey, here's a brand new thing that we're making. There'd probably be more interest in it rather than people comparing
I bet they wouldn't. Like, people would still go, like, oh, who gives a fuck? They're dead anyway. Like, fuck those guys. Oh, they're trying to make something new. They don't even care about them. And now Metal Gear's dead because they own it and they're never going to make another one again. So now I'm still furious. Why aren't they making a new Metal Gear? You know, you can't.
What if this just is a pachinko machine? What if that's what it's a trailer for?
Yeah, that'd be great. I kind of want to play a pachinko machine. I've never tried one.
Yeah, did you? Because I'm going back to Japan in like 9 days or something.
Yep.
Ben, you were there recently.
Yeah.
We never got round to it because they're pretty intense places.
They're very overwhelming.
Did you end up going at all when you were there recently?
Nah.
Oh, maybe I'll do it for the sake of this podcast.
Yeah.
Can't you, like, you can, like, lose lots of money? Well, that
fuck
was my
concern.
Yeah.
If you don't go in with a lot of money, you can't.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but go in with a lot of money and have the whole proper experience.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Take however much you would spend on Metal Gear Survive and put it into a pachinko machine.
Let's start up
broke
a Kickstarter.
Because I played a bunch of fucking Castlevania gambling.
Let's start up a Kickstarter for me to blow it all at the pachinko machines in Japan.
What happens if you win big? You have to have a return on the investment?
No. Nah.
No, not at all.
Then the Kickstarter is...
I just have a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The Kickstarter becomes Tommy makes videos about his great life.
Right.
And posts a bunch of photos of him just like in a pool, half naked, having a good time.
Cool. Yeah. Set up an Amazon wish list for people to send me stuff.
Like a porn star. That's what porn stars do.
Yeah, totally.
Have you ever read porn stars' Twitters?
No.
Let's get into this. All right. No, I went through
Very Kojima of you, by the way.
Yeah. They're all involved in my new game. I'm getting them over. And you'll feel bad when you judge why they're not wearing clothes. It's for a real reason. No, it's not.
It wasn't.
No, it was fucking stupid. I went in like this Twitter hole of these porn stars having a big argument.
Oh, in the Twitter hole.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it now?
They're up for anything, man. But no, it was... I don't know. I love watching people that you don't know argue. You know what I mean? Because like it intensifies how petty it seems.
Oh, yes.
Because when you don't know any of these people and they're arguing, especially when it's
A fight in a restaurant happening right near you.
Yeah. Oh.
So good.
But then it's a fight about a very specific industry as well that, again, you kind of in the back of your head go, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like comedy. Like how people must think when comedians fight with each other about stupid comedy bullshit.
Yeah. About a joke being stolen, which to the man on the street, they go, so what? I tell jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This was like that. It was like, I give blowjobs. That's my fucking thing. I've been doing that for 20 years. Yeah, but I give them differently. I'm giving them ironically. It's a different thing. You're a dinosaur. But anyway, they all have a thing going like, here's my Amazon wish list.
So this is what? So this is like a porn star.
This was several porn stars fighting with each other.
Right, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how'd you find this?
Oh, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I...
You were really excited to talk about this when this topic came up.
I think it's funny. I love seeing it's funny because like if it was people having an argument about fucking some dumb part of specific tax work or something, you know, you wouldn't really care. But because porn is like a funny, exciting
thing. How you
thing
spend 80% of your day.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm invested in the my porn podcast, Very Filthy Casuals, is doing very well.
Oh, good for you.
Other piece of big news from the week, the Rio Olympics wrapped up at the end of the week.
You guys watched the Olympics?
I didn't. Actually, you know what? I watched a fair bit of it because I was really sick last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I filmed an ad that I knew was on. A friend of mine had seen it during the Olympics.
Right.
And I hadn't seen it yet. So then I sat there watching the Olympics, cheering on the ad breaks, waiting to see myself
what
while
event?
On the couch with the flu. How sad is that?
What event were you watching?
Oh, just heaps of it. Like, I had it on for like a whole day.
Mm. And well, that is really sad.
I would be on my laptop, like, not paying attention, and then the ads would come on, and I'd be like, ooh, okay. And then I would clock on.
Fuck.
Pathetic. Yeah,
right. I watched most of the Olympics I watched was from on stage at a pub because it was on a TV at the back of the room. And while I was doing comedy, I was boring myself and watched some of the basketball.
That's the most Adam Knox thing I've ever heard.
It was good though. And I crushed fucking you. No, I don't know how I did. I don't remember.
What about
Australia
you,
lost
you
though.
You watch much of them Olympics?
I watched absolutely zero of the Olympics.
I thought you were going to say Absolutely Fabulous, the movie, instead.
I watched some of Absolutely Fabulous on TV.
What do you reckon?
Still funny. Yeah. Holds up, yeah. Really, really good. Good characters.
Are you
going
to go to
writing.
The movie? Are you going to get the girls together and go to the movie?
I was going
to
take my mum, because she used to love that show.
Yeah.
But then the David Brent movie is out, and she wanted to go to that instead.
Oh, really?
She prioritised David Brent over Absolutely Fabulous.
Your mum is a big British comedy fan.
She is, yeah. She's from England.
No.
So that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
We were talking about this before the show. Knox, you wanted me to bring it up on the show. I saw the David Brent movie last night.
Yeah.
You wanted me to review it.
Dassalo's movie reviews.
Well, okay. All I'll say is this. He says the N-word in it.
That was Dassalo's movie reviews.
That's as much hype as I can possibly give you for it.
That's
it's the for me so far, it's the most iconic moment of 2016. David Brent up there on the big screen saying the N-word.
Well, I would have thought that the most iconic moment of 2016 for you would have been the president.
Yes. So the Rio, Japan. The closing ceremony of the Rio Olympics, Tokyo are hosting it in 2020.
Yep.
The Prime Minister of Japan, I forget his name, he gets up there. We see a little animation of Mario running around Tokyo.
Yeah, good
then
animation.
Then we cut back to the... Very good animation.
I liked
then
it.
We cut back to the stadium. they've made up like a big real life Mario warp pipe. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker comes sliding out of it.
This cold ass motherfucker.
This motherfucking PM, he comes out, he rips off, he's like dressed like Mario.
Yeah.
He's got a big Mario hat on. Instead of the M, it says Tokyo on it.
Yep.
And he rips off this Mario costume and it's him underneath.
Yeah.
Crowd
this,
goes.
This stripper Mario costume.
Yes.
It's pretty weird that, like, I'm not the first to point this out, obviously, but that, like, the biggest Japanese mascot is an Italian dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Like, imagine if we, for Sydney 2000, but the, like, 96 Atlanta Olympics at the very end, we'd have had John Howard go out dressed as Con the Fruiterer.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
it would have been really good, actually.
What, so, but why is, it's like, every country, it's always like an ethnic stereotype. It's like
It
always defaults back to...
They've always got to do their most racist
export.
David Brent comes out at the end of the London ones, and so, which already happened.
And what does he do? What does he say?
Well, he says the N-word again.
Oh, so good.
Right at the end.
It just reminded me of such a great thing that I saw last night. But anyway, yeah, this moment was incredible. Mm. People go fucking crazy.
Yep.
It's amazing. A prime minister of a country doing that. That's so cool.
It's
so
weird Japan. That it's a company too. Like Nintendo is a company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a little strange for the prime minister to come at like dressed as a Coke boy or whatever, you know? Like that's
that, like usually the host country like has that like competition or they have like people submit ideas for the mascots. And Japan's like, "Baby, we've got him."
Yeah, the PM
got,
the whole time was like, "I'm going to say the N-word." I'm going to say the N-word right up there.
Nintendo.
Yeah, the other N-word.
The other N-word. That's going to be a crazy Olympics,
Tokyo.
Oh, it's
going to be great.
That'll be the it'll be good to have one where there's not stories in the year leading up to it about how nothing's ready to go.
Yeah.
Fuck you, the shop puts pachinko now.
Huge moment. Mm-hmm. Fucking crazy moment.
Yep. So
just how cool is Japan? Mm. Like, yeah, imagine if we had fucking...
Is that cool?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it is.
Like dressing up as a character from 30 years ago?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
It's not.
I think if you try and debate that it's cool to have your prime minister... pretend to be Mario and come out of a pipe with the sound effect. You're fighting a losing battle here, Knox.
Well, look, I'm always been an underdog and I'm willing to fight this battle. The Japanese Prime Minister is a nerd.
Oh,
wow.
A fucking loser.
What would you have preferred him to dress up as?
Leather cool guy. Leather jacket good man.
Leather daddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry for appropriating the culture.
Get in some chains. Come out there with a gag in your mouth, a big ball gag, and go,
"Oh, wow.
Oh, what are you trying to say? The Olympics are in Japan in 2020.
Oh, okay.
What do you reckon? I'm the Prime Minister. Why do you think I'm here?"
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I loved it. I saw the clip. I did big cums.
Yeah.
I laughed at the clip. It was good. I actually did like the whole clip. That whole animation thing was like...
That looked great.
It was awesome. It was like, I've never been excited for the Olympics.
Which, because they were talking... Nintendo were talking a while ago about how they've got this like big plan where they want to like start making movies and stuff as well.
Mm.
And how... And
again,
then people
though,
start
like,
speculating...
Well, they tried that and it sucked.
But people start speculating like, who would play Link? It's like, make them animated.
Yeah.
If they didn't make animated movies of those properties, that would be a huge mistake.
Also, though. It could be fucking anyone. Like, Link isn't... I don't think well-defined enough
an extremely blank canvas.
Unless it was like Tommy Lee Jones or something, you'd be a bit
oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, here we go.
That would be great. That'd
Tommy be
Lee
awesome.
Jones as Ganondorf would be. That,
yeah,
that I
go.
Actually buy.
No, as Link. Awesome.
As every character.
Yeah.
So Nutty Professor the Clumps, but with Tommy Lee Jones as every Zelda character.
That's pretty great. Tommy Lee Jones as Link running around trying to capture Zelda who looks like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Well, who is Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah. And then Mario, they do the same thing.
Tommy
he just
Lee Jones again.
Well, because he's
reason.
Massive in Japan, right? Tommy Lee Jones.
He does some of the ads. I think maybe the. Sephora
I think he's a really big deal. He does like Boss Coffee or something. I think.
Oh, he does too.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw those. Yeah.
I think Tommy. That's like Tommy Lee Jones's most well-known thing over there.
Yeah,
is that he's the face of that. So if they had,
and
the
he's
coffee
dressed
guy,
as. What's his name? K from Men in Black? Is that who he is? K?
Agent
he's
K.
Just wearing a suit.
He's wearing sunglasses.
He's not dressed as him.
He's wearing sunglasses.
Look at all these lawyers. They come dressed in Men in Black. This is a murder trial.
This is
highly inappropriate.
Caught into a mockery with your fucking cosplay.
The Prime Minister of Japan comes out dressed as Mario, takes it off. He's dressed as a man in black underneath. What would David Brent call them?
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't. What's Tommy Lee Jones? I was thinking this the other day. Yeah. I haven't seen him in anything for ages. Where's he? Where's he hiding?
Yeah,
is he
Men
just
in Black
in
Three
Japan now?
Would have been the last thing, maybe in like 2012.
Well, he was in Captain America. I think he was in the.
What
first
else has
one?
Tommy Lee Jones been in lately? Let me just think. Emperor, I reckon.
What's
I reckon
that?
He might have been an emperor. I don't know.
When did Emperor come out?
Friend, oh, it's a movie about Japan. A friend of ours bloody, is sitting off mic and he knows
everything.
Yeah,
we
movies.
Should point out we're sort of doing a de facto live episode right now.
Yeah, with one
we
person
have our friend
watching.
Jim, whose birthday it is, who wanted to come hang out with us, and we said, we're doing a podcast. You can sit and watch us do it if you like.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. The famous comedian Timothy Clark.
We didn't offer for him to be on it.
What else? Is there any other news? Inside came out today on the
PS4.
Day that we're recording this on the PS4. I wish I had remembered that earlier in the day. I started downloading it just before I left to come here.
Yeah.
I started playing Limbo on the iPhone.
Right. Oh,
previous guest Luke McGregor tipped me off to the fact that that was on iOS.
Also, I've mentioned it before. But anyway, all right.
I didn't know you could get it on the phone, though.
I've told you that on this podcast.
Did you really?
But yeah. Hmm. Don't worry about it.
What's your name again?
Adam Goodlaugh. What was it?
Gus.
Gus Kidding.
Gus
That's right.
Kidding.
Nox.
Goodlaugh.
It's a sequel to Good Burger.
I'm sort of chipping away at it on the phone when I'm on the tram and stuff. I mean, you know.
It might control pretty poorly on the phone.
Exactly. It's not ideal. It's fine, but it's also, and it's not like it's like way cheaper.
Yeah.
Like it still is like $15 or something. I started playing it and going, man, I wish I had just gotten, I just got it because when I got told about it, I was like, I'll get this now so I don't forget. I wish I had held out and gotten it on the old PS4. But you know what, Adam? Life's full of regrets, isn't it?
Hey, man, you're talking to the right guy. Life is a real.
I think I'll probably get Inside on the PS4 because my PC kind of died gradually over a few months.
You had a lot of bad luck with technology.
Yeah.
You got your
that robot punched you in the face.
Your vibrator got stuck up your ass.
Hey, you call that bad luck?
It's the best Olympics ever.
Yeah. So I'm no longer a PC gamer. I'm I will not obey the laws of the PC police. PS4 only.
You're just going out there saying the N-word.
I'm the David Brent of video games.
You don't care who you trigger. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Fuck yeah, that's cool.
Thanks, guys.
Start
Appreciate
wearing leather
it.
Jackets.
How cool is free speech?
Man, I love it, you dickhead.
I support your right to be able to say that.
I nearly said so something good. Way worse. But I was like, maybe free speech isn't that important. Anyway.
So I'm looking forward to Inside. You, Nox, you've not played any of more of No Man's Sky.
Nah, I couldn't be bothered any time I thought about starting it.
I also have not picked it up. I'm going to say, I just think I'm not going to go back in.
The one thing that might make me go back is because I'm playing it on the PC, you can get cheats that will make you have an unlimited inventory, however you would say it.
Mm-hmm. So inventory.
The normal way.
How did you say
inventory?
Inventory.
That's how you say it when you're a kid and you only have played video games and have never said it out loud.
That's my room where I make things.
No, that's how you talk about
my
someone
inventory.
Who invents things. He's inventory
made
that guy.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, you can get infinite
you
of that because
flubber.
That's flubber.
Is he really small and white?
Yeah, that was the thing I realized I hated about that game is that it's fake gameplay. That the loop of like, oh, I can't hold all this stuff. I guess I'll go to the thing and sell it and then come back. Like, it's not, it's an arbitrary limitation that isn't actually
Well, you're
adding
testing the limits of that free speech because this guy, Ben Vanell over here, he loves it. He's been doing big cums over it for 3 weeks now.
Yes. Well, I'll say to that, I kind of have expanded my inventory space in both my suit and my ship to like the point where it's not a bother.
How many slots in each are we talking?
It's 30 in the suit. And 26 or 27.
Not
in
this game is a great example. Remember,
I'm a power user.
Remember maybe our first episode we talked about how there's a lot of games where it's extremely hard to describe what happens in them without sounding borderline brain dead?
Oh, yes.
No Man's Sky is maybe one of the best examples in recent memory of that.
But also because the reality of the game still sounds stupid. It is pretty basic and pretty stupid.
You fly around in the space. And there's a maths equation that makes all the planets random. So you go to a planet and you're the only one that goes there, but other people can go to other ones as well. And it's
you have described it. You are describing it like an idiot. Though. You can do it.
Try then. Give it
it's
a crap.
It's a movie where...
a red hot go.
This movie is
it's
this
It's not
guy.
A movie.
No, I'm talking about something else. I'm doing what Tommy did. This movie, this guy, he's the boss of the mafia... But then somebody says, hey, if I die, I want you to look after my son. You're the god, dad. And I'm like, hey, fuck, this is a good movie. Like, you sound...
We've all seen The Cable Guy. We get it.
But, yeah, I've got to the point where I've got enough space. And so that, like, forced loop of getting shit and then continuing and then getting
shit. Are you
shit
doing the impression
continue?
Now or are yeah. you just trying to talk genuinely?
I'm trying to talk genuinely.
Let's take a pause for 2 seconds here. Sorry. Hey, man. Sorry. No, they're not on sale until like 8 something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, so I've got to the point where I'm not like limited by that, by the inventory thing. But all I'm limited by is like what the game is.
Fuck, I was sure you were going to say your imagination. I was so ready to get furious.
Well, so that's like,
right,
I mean...
Mr. McGorian.
Like, I guess at this point, that's what it should be. You know, like I'm not limited by the mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
So in this, you know, like infinite galaxy, I should just be able to like be like, oh, I can do anything now. And all I want to do is get to the center and finish the story thing and find out what's at the middle of the galaxy and then maybe never play it again.
Yeah.
But like there's no wonder in discovering new worlds. I just want to go as quickly as I can to the center.
And that's the same way I felt very quickly too.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's just a little dull.
Yeah, I still, I keep every week, I think, oh, I'll pick it up again and you know, have another go in. And then I just don't end up doing it. But I'll tell you what I have been playing a lot of.
Yeah.
A little game called Overcooked.
Oh, yeah.
Which got pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago. I got that pretty much at the same time as No Man's Sky.
Mm.
And conversely, I've been putting in a bit of time on that.
Yeah.
So it's basically, Ben, you watched, I think you, no, you both watched me play a bit of it, didn't
you?
Yeah. So, okay, here we go. We're about to get into some great game.
It's a fucking game where you go cooking.
So you're in one player mode, you control two chefs at once. You switch back and forth between them and you're in a kitchen and you basically have to chop up food, then cook it, then plate it up and then serve it. And you have like a little thing up the top that tells you like each stage, the meals that you're making are different and the way and the order in which you prepare the meals kind of changes from meal to meal.
So it's like you're making burgers on one stage and people want either buns, meat, lettuce and cheese like buns, tomato, lettuce and so on.
Yeah, and then there's like fish and chips comes into it where... Mm-hmm.
Fuck
and
yeah!
So, yeah, you basically... It's basically just like having these two characters that you control and switch between and kind of monitoring your time on one of them.
Right, because when we were watching it, we saw like if you... The timing thing is like you'll chop up an onion, put it in a pot, then it starts to cook, but then you're chopping up the other onion, you've got to put it in before that onion that's cooking burns.
So yeah, if stuff's left on the stove too long, a little warning goes off and it can catch fire, then the whole kitchen catches fire, you have to get a fire extinguisher, put it out.
Yep.
Then you've basically got to start the meal again. Also, you have like a list of everything you've got to prepare up the top. If you take too long with that, the orders... They get fucked off and you lose points
for
it.
You leave the restaurant or whatever. So it's like the thing where you always have one or two more things to do at any time that you can handle.
Yes.
And the fact that there's two chefs, it's like you're trying to time both
balance
of them.
So and the levels kind of split up into then you have bits where your kitchen is split in two and they're both on the back of a truck and they every like minute they connect together. So you can like run into one bit and like get everything that you need and then run back and sort of control like at what point you have, you know, how you split the characters up, whether you both have them both on one side or whatever. There's ones where you're stuck on separate sides and there's a conveyor belt between you. So you have to like, you know, you have to chop a thing on one side and then set it on the conveyor belt over to the other side so the other chef can put it into the pot.
Yep.
All that really kind of cool, kind of like puzzly, like...
Yeah.
And when you start to... You know, if a level takes you a while and you keep fucking it up, when you get into a rhythm with it and you work it out and you get it, it's extremely satisfying.
Right.
And you can go in and, you know, the sort of thing I love where you can go in and just play for half an hour and knock over a couple of stages.
So it looks like it'll be way more fun in multiplayer.
There's a multiplayer competitive element to it, which I have not played yet. I think we were planning to at some stage.
Next week
we should
do
and
it.
Bring some controls, but we're not recording this at my house this week.
Mm-hmm.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, we should definitely do that next week because I'm interested to play that.
Yeah,
as well.
It the art style is really cool.
Yeah.
The design of it is really cool. It's just right in my wheelhouse of the characters kind of look right in the style of sort of the stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really feels like one of those like weird little games that used to sneak onto the Nintendo 64 in the heyday of like four player gaming, when that was like becoming like everything, that every second game that came out was like a four player party game.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of feels like what?
It sounded like you said four player fuck party.
I was really hoping I got away with that.
No, you did not.
Yeah, damn it. But yeah, I really love it. I would recommend it to anyone who likes kind of just simple little fun, charming little games. And yeah, and it's also those kinds of games with those little simplistic levels, like you're really excited to like unlock the next thing to see what kind of like new fucked mechanics they bring in. Like I think I'm up to world three and I still get the impression that there's like a lot more to come.
Right.
Like there's a lot more intricate stuff that's going to be brought in.
That really does feel like a game that's going to be great with a couple of beers and three controllers.
Oh, totally. Yeah. We should definitely have a session like next week.
Yeah, we'll do that next week for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played Deus Ex Human Revolution, which you talk about like describing what a game is and it makes you sound stupid. Just saying the name of the Deus Ex games makes you sound fucking dumb. I played Deus Ex. Oh, I wish I could have some. Like
Deus Ex, like the very original one.
Yeah.
Was on PC.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
like
it used
2000.
It used to go around my school in high school.
Oh, sure.
People would come up and go, "Hey, man, do you want me to give you a CD with Juice X on it?"
Yeah, everyone always called it Juice X back in the day.
Yep.
It's okay.
I didn't like it. So I played it when it came out. And
this is I should point out, this is the previous one as well, because there's a new one out today as of recording this.
Today's.
Which,
today's
wow, what an incredible thing to have said.
But, party.
I plan to get that and come back with thoughts about that over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I assume you played the first game?
I played all of them, yeah.
Right, okay. Because I played the first one, didn't play the second, and Human Revolution is the third, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you like the first one?
I loved the first
one. Yeah, okay.
I think it didn't advance enough in terms of its mechanics and maybe its presentation.
So a huge part of the thing of why people were so receptive to the third one is that the second one was worse.
Right.
And so for years people were like, oh man, they fucked it, it's gone forever. And then it came back and it was closer to the first one than the second one.
Sure.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like Jaws 3. So Michael Caine's
the revenge.
In Jaws 3? 2.
3.
No, he's 2? In 2. He's in 4.
Wow.
He's in Jaws 4.
Our fact checker.
Yeah. Bombshell, I've never seen a Jaws movie.
None of them.
No.
Who cares? But anyway.
Yeah. There's no N-word in it. I'm not interested. That's my new rule.
Oh, you should check out Jaws 2 then.
Really?
No.
Oh, that would be great if that was true.
Yeah.
So this shark is a real...
huge shark.
Yeah, I
That's what you were going to say, right?
Human Revolution, the art style is very... Matrix Revolutions or something, like it's a lame cyberpunk thing that
its whole thing was like black and gold was the aesthetic and it does look dated and especially what 5 years after it came out now
but I feel like it looked dated at the time
I agree it's definitely it looks a lot like compared to the first game as well it looks more like stupid future, if that makes sense. Like, definitely not what's going to happen.
Yes.
Like, a ridiculous future. But the first one looked pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. It was more like a military shooter with, like, cybernetic augmentation was, like, the kind of...
Exactly. And the
hook.
So is Human Revolution. But anyway, it's fine. It doesn't have... It's not as good as the first one. I was thinking about this. Like, so the whole thing with the first one was the idea of you having choice of how to tackle stuff.
Yeah,
and the thing that the second one and the third one both fucked up is that the choice doesn't come from having every option available to you. It comes from having some of the options cut off from you. That's the most important part of feeling like you have choice, is that you can't do it this way, so you have to find another way.
Right.
Because if you can do... If there's, say, four ways to do something, you either fucking shoot everyone, you hack a way in, you talk to somebody, or you're sneaking through a vent.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do all of them, you're going to do whichever one is the simplest one, which is sneaking through a vent. every time, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the good thing about the first one is because it was so limited in the way that you attributed all your skills and all of that stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Because you ended up having a very specific type of person that you were playing as, you couldn't hack some things. You mm-hmm. couldn't fight some people. Mm-hmm. So it didn't feel, it made you feel like you were doing it specifically your way, which is, I think, the thing that the second two missed. And I think this next one will probably also miss.
Right. Because that's not what people want now. They don't want to be able to not do stuff. They want to, like, advance all their skill trees and be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the crazy thing is that the idea of that is actually makes it feel like the opposite of that, where you end up doing the same repetitive thing over and over again because it's the simplest way to do it. And you could do it any of the ways, but why would you trouble yourself with doing it the harder way
right.
if you can just do it anyway? You know what I mean?
Yep, and there's a balance there for like giving the incentive to the player to develop their character in a specific way, because then it feels more like like they have more ownership over it.
Totally.
More, like there's more of them in it.
Unlike in the first one, you see a door that was locked and you couldn't get in it and it pissed you off. So later on, you'd be building up your lockpicking skill, and later on you were able to lockpick.
Yep.
And this doesn't happen in that. In this one, it's you can fucking do everything the whole time, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I ended up just
when you
like,
say this one, do you mean the one that's just come
no,
out?
No, I mean the one that I play, which is the last one.
Okay, right.
But it's fine, and I don't know. I won't talk about it that much because I think it's going to be very similar to the next one, which I am going to do for the purpose.
Yeah, so
of
you think the new one, is there any word on it? Are people...
People seem like...
People into it?
Like, sort of positive, but in that sort of boring way about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's good. Like, there's no specific negativity about it, but also like
it's no longer like a cultural thing.
I don't think you're missing out on anything if you don't play it, is my impression. Also, I've heard like the story in it was in the one that I played, Human Revolution, is fine, but like pretty bland and pretty dull, and apparently this one's worse.
Oh, right.
And the ending is shit as well because it literally gives you three buttons that you can press to choose the ending.
Great.
Which is just so stupid. That's like a choose your own adventure book level to give yourself goosebumps.
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
A weird thing to bring in right at the end of a game.
Yeah. You know, anyway, so it's fine, but I'm going to play the next one largely because I want to be able to talk about it here. But
yeah.
Well, about that later. We look forward to hearing you talk about it.
Do you?
No, I do actually.
I do, yeah.
I like your opinions. Fuck. I like you. I would go so far as to say we're friends.
Thanks for boosting my confidence, Brad. Should we do some questions real quick and then wrap this
up? I mean, we've got to wrap this up pretty soon because we're at our gig that we run. Mm-hmm. But let's do a couple of quick ones.
We said we would last week, so I feel bad if we didn't get to them.
That's a good point.
I don't care at all. my card's on the table.
Here we go. Here's our first question. After listening to @FilthyCazPod, which is our Twitter thing, I had to Google what Adidas slides were. Why is Dasilo trying to dress like a 50-year-old dad?
Well, okay, I should point out... Actually, this is interesting. I should point this out. After we talked on it last week, I was calling them sliders.
Yeah.
A friend of the show, Angus Truscott, messaged me to say, listen up, you dumb fucking egg. Sliders are mini burgers. Slides are the things that you wear on your feet. Mm-hmm. So... I've disgraced myself in talking about how I'm dressing like a fucking old weirdo.
Yep.
And not only that, I can't even fucking say what it is properly.
Yep.
So I'm two for two.
Well, so that hasn't really answered the question. But in a roundabout way, the question's been answered with, he's an idiot.
Yes.
So, why have I decided to start dressing like an old...
The question is, I disagree with your fashion choices.
Exactly.
Why does anyone decide to wear anything? I just am into it. I like being fucked. Is that what you want to hear me say?
Yeah. I think we all like
That's
being fucked.
That's what I was working towards. That's what I wanted to press you
on. Right in the Twitter hole.
This isn't a question. Someone just said Monkey Island. Hayden just said Monkey Island. Good on you, Hayden.
What's Thimbleweed Park?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Always a good sampling of the mailbag.
This one's kind of interesting. Any pet peeves for gaming UI, as in, you know, the user interface, you know what that stands for. Mine is codex entries marked as red when I just scrolled through them. I'm OCD about that shit.
Oh, I hate ones.
You know when you get like a notification that says you've got an unread thing in a menu and then even if you look at it, it might still say it's unread? That happens with my phone all the time.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
I hate that stuff. I want to... Mark all as red, please.
I've been fucking pissed off with No Man's Sky, how the little things keep showing up down the bottom right. saying like, hey, build this dumb jetpack you've already built. I already built this jetpack and it tells me to build another jetpack. Get off my case, man. I mean, No Man's Sky.
Talk about issues with the user interface. There's no proper map system in No Man's Sky and there's no proper waypoint system. And it's infuriating for an exploration game.
Yeah, apparently they've talked about adding that in at some point.
They better.
And there's a mod to get rid of on PC, the little thing where you have to hold down the button to make everything happen.
So I'll say just on No Man's Sky, I still like it a lot and I've put a lot of time into it. And at this point, like I said, I'm just kind of rushing towards the center. But if they introduce different gameplay mechanics, different features, I'm so in.
I was going to say before, I think that would be the thing to get me to go back in would be some kind of big patch must be coming.
Yeah. Yep.
In the not too distant future.
Yeah. I'd definitely be interested in giving it a go in like a year.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Not clear the schedule. User interface stuff. Like, I'm just like, I couldn't tell you specifically what things I like or don't like.
Yeah.
But I just know immediately.
Because you're like a design-focused sort of guy.
Kind of, yeah. So sometimes I just load up a game and I'm like, oh, I hate the presentation of this.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you specifically what it is. Just, you know what I mean? Like sometimes things just feel a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to say that the menus of Overcooked, I don't like.
Right.
It just, something about it just doesn't feel like as cool or as streamlined as the rest of the game.
Sure. I would say
it's not bad. It's still fine.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? You just have weird specific things that you just like choosing to wear a pair of slides. what you like and you dislike what you dislike.
Well, I tend to, I don't play a lot of Nintendo games these days, but the ones I have played, like, especially the 3DS mainly or exclusively, I don't like their menu systems.
Oh, really?
So that's just another a feel thing where it's a Nintendo aesthetic, and maybe because you've been playing them for longer than me and more consistently, you're fine with it. But I'm just like, I don't like it.
Sometimes their stuff always feels very familiar.
Right.
But every now and then they'll just drop the ball where it just feels completely different and it's so jarring. Like you really notice it.
We have some Facebook questions as well, but I think we might have to wrap it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll get to them next week.
We'll get to them next week.
We say that every week.
But we get to some, yeah.
Hey, we come in here with the best of intentions.
We do.
So, filthycasualspodcast@gmail.com.
No.
Fuck.
Filthycasualspod.
.pod.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Filthy Caz Pod
on Twitter.
At Twitter.
Yeah.
Just Filthy Casuals Podcast on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just look us up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the questions coming. Hit us up with those iTunes reviews and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
we
baby.
We should go through them, by the way. I haven't looked at them in a while.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And as we say here at the end of every week of Filthy Casuals,
my name's David Brent, and I think you're a pack of... And then end it there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.